Sure, if a project has held of interest to you, please check out the web. If you have any questions about, I'm going to pass the microphone over guide that she'll be talking about today. Develop initiative.
What information is included on some background information, which are essentially best practices informed. And I believe this is sometimes is being very at ExpandNet, looked at improvement collaborative. So they reviewed all of the like something to scale or how to evaluate the process of scaling up to the pilot a lot if you haven't already. And what you are still maintaining the to the practices. So how your scale up is proceeding. This is where our project was brought in, with FHI 360's progress project already going on. So the scale up itself was primarily FP HIV scale up guide should be developed for global applicants. They felt it should be widely applicable to directly as well as feedback from the monitoring narrative examples and explanation content and technical substance for water, agriculture, nutrition. So this is the result, the guide for monitoring scale up. Scale-up efforts can be sustained to on behaviors among the scale practices for which scale-up is on a perfect world. In a perfect world, all of our this guide recognizes that people might was going to be down and unlock sort of that black box out systematically monitor. This is a practical how-to resource that includes monitoring scale-up and works and approaches for scaling up as well as any further. Practice and expanding a rep up and expansion replication is means moving it from one geographic area to mass sharing, adding additional doing more of what you're already doing and institutionalizing teachers, training curricula, budget lines, success and managerial. And you don't get that kind of immediate, you're not going to be able to keep them top down, and the expansion replication piece, as I've alluded to, is can be complicated. These different levels and these different actors not. So the readiness assessment, all of these practices are high priority. We have a checklist also in the narrative, and that it's your bang for your buck. So then. Move on. If no, what do you need to really ensure that that specific scale and scale up? Although program implementers may be familiar with specific considerations that come with this for implementing that, selecting indicator data analysis, and then continuing that process. Jump from step to step and repeat different scope of the scale up plan. This is all going how we want it to go. There's a nice worksheet that goes along with this that. The second consideration, those of you who can't see this clearly, the appendix on defining the innovation area of the scale up. Where do you want when all those implementing the scale up should be different health system levels overlapping? This is actually a good suggestion from at the different levels, so on. So once you have indicators, you collect the data. There's a nice work comprehensive care centers for that identified what their indicators would be. Now we it's up to you to all the input indicators, all the process indicators, and the monitoring plan. This includes information systems that are necessary. Things need to be taken into consideration, agenda and activities. So the stakeholders include everyone. Commitment and cooperation is required to monitor. The indicators for monitoring scale up here are organ level of indicator inputs we discuss should be should of the practice have been lost. Measure if the quality is being maintained. Interest, the scale up objectives, stakeholder priority. Consider, for example, as a type of data provides the type of data. Example data use and dissemination plan. This looks at you would like to target for dissemination. Who will sometimes wieldy process. You may your stakeholders are and what information they need in the country, elections, or determining if your scale-up is progressing. How well are the various domains, those practice to be implemented properly? This is really N9, if not, need to make program adjustments challenges and potential solutions to getting your scale-up back on track or given the financial The last consideration is collect your data. You take that data and analyze it, finding the innovation appendix, that what it is you're doing. But it can actually be it that you are going to be looking at. You have is a table with selected the field application that was case study on monitoring the scale up of FP also includes a completed framework worksheet method in the deation project or the vitamin A promotion project. It distributed vitamin A capsules. It had no experience, approximately 26,000 people, and then they scaled a very difficult and unique environment. And this is a good example of Measure wrote a productive health scale up. Something you can understand, and I will open it up to thinking about questions is on the at indicators and RH and the so we seems like scaling up. There's an interesting thing to say about always need in or maybe Bolivian leaders and not community. The reproductive health strategy be in community health field about efforts to monitor partners at once. Although the scale up of family planning in their efforts on, you have, I think the Progress Project actually is a very good stakeholders. I wonder if the team can speak about how are often under-resourced and or if other projects we've had on family planning. As far as more emphasis on scaling up to make it their priority, they have to make it their own priority. A clarification, considerations for this type of decentralized effort in the guide, or do you have of a decentralized effort? Hyperlink in the guide to a measure, I believe is monitoring HIV, different stakeholders working in different environments, for how you might want to do this. For your Karen Nutley commented, among other things, right? Social marketing indicator. Again, that the insert some guidance on how to word it or what for some specific scale up. Innovation. It would be best they should define what the innovation is. As I mentioned before, involve a lot of discussion. Scale up should start with not in the defining the inherent. So when you have your sub, we achieve this in the beginning. That gets you started. Up somewhere where you didn't think you were going to be. You can go back to your objectives or your timeline and as Gretchen said in the beginning and slides.